So this podcast was inspired on an interaction I had on Instagram a few weeks ago. A massage therapist put up a really awesome post about the causes of thoracic outlet syndrome, and they really explained it really well about the soft tissue dysfunction in there and then laid it out really well. But then they said at the end of the day, you can either go to a soft tissue practitioner or they also recommend a chiropractor. So I commented on that. I was like, hey, awesome post. Skip the chiropractic. That doesn't do anything. And they really just need to see you as a soft tissue practitioner. They wrote back to me and said, you know, we really don't like bashing other professions and we should all just, you know, play around nicely. And I was like, that's complete bullshit. And this is what I see all the time is that massage therapists continue to take a backseat to inferior treatment methods like chiropractic and physical therapy. So I drank a ton of caffeine this week, got really fired up. And on this episode, I make the argument and continue to push that you need to stop being subservient to other practitioners because soft tissue treatment is the premier, the gold standard of everything out there, and you need to be louder about it. And then I also go into the idea of why physical therapy and chiropractic treatments are actually counterproductive and can actually cause more problems. So I hope you enjoy the show. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Soft Tissue Revolution podcast, where we teach massage therapists a new treatment method that allows them to easily make well over $100,000 per year, all while working less than 25 hours per week by learning to work smarter, not harder. I am Dr. Matt Maggio. Thank you so much for stopping by and listening to the podcast. I'm always grateful for all the downloads, all the people that listen, that reach out to me. It is the greatest compliment, and it continues to get me going to make these podcasts and get information out there and just help you become a better version of yourself so we can get this care to more people, so we can keep people the hell away from pain pills, injections, and surgeries. I'm back in my normal podcast recording studio. Got lots of caffeine in for me and ready to bring some fire today. Just a couple announcements. My seminar that's coming up, it's still 2 months away in Phoenix. I'm capping that at a total of 15 people. We already have 12 confirmed attendees. So if you're on the fence, you better sign up soon because I am not going to increase that anymore. Want to keep the highest level of quality and service possible. So don't drag your feet anymore. It's going to be an amazing seminar. It's going to really put you on a different level from everybody else out there. Help you learn to work smarter, not harder. So let's jump right into it. So as I said in the intro, I had an interaction a couple of weeks ago where I was giving a massage therapist a compliment about something. And then they also tried to give a compliment to a chiropractor as well. I threw my two cents in. You know, if you've been listening to the show for a long time, you know that I have my doctorate in chiropractic. I spent well over $150,000 on an education that I barely use and I never do adjustments. Needless to say, I'm all in on soft tissue treatments. You know how great I think soft tissue treatments are. I've been perfecting it the best that I can to try to teach this massage therapist and show them. It's all I use. It is the best. It is the only thing that's going to truly be able to be the first step in solving and fixing an injury. But so many practitioners out there bash it. They're not good at it, all that stuff. I've been very vocal on that side. But what I continue to see, and I see this all the time, is so many massage therapists are just subservient to other practitioners, especially chiropractors and physical therapists. So on this podcast, I just wanted to kind of light a fire in your ass, give you some kudos and let you know, hey, soft tissue is the way to go. And don't take the shit from these other people. Just because somebody has a doctor in front of their name does not mean shit. I mean, I got through school. I have a doctorate in front of my name, and I don't think I'm better than anybody else out there. I think that I just work harder than other people, and I'm willing to focus on one specific thing, which is soft tissue treatment and getting very good at that and perfect my skills. Soft tissue is what people need. You know, let me just talk about the treatment process, and I talk about this a lot. There's like an order of operations to fixing any problem, and they have to go in order. And when these don't line up, it's kind of like you're building a house without laying a foundation first. Number one is you have to restore range of motion. I'm going to tell you, 95 to 98% of injuries begin with a tissue problem. That tissue problem is scar tissue. Scar tissue is like glue that gets inside the muscle, makes the muscle very weak, very inflexible. The problem and the good part with scar tissue is that it's completely reversible with expert treatment, and the best people in the world to treat that are massage therapists. They have the best hands, the best palpation, the best skills to fix it. Number two is you must balance strength. You know, after that scar tissue forms, some of those muscles become weak. They're weak because of the scar tissue. You got to get that scar tissue out of there first. Once you get the scar tissue out of there, then you got to balance some strength, then increase strength. Then if you need to retrain the neural system, you do it. spoiler alert, you don't usually need to retrain the neural system. Like, muscles didn't just decide to stop firing one day. They're not firing for a weak reason, so all the neuro people don't like me either. But the people that are the most important in the treatment process are the massage therapists, but yet they take a back seat. They take a, I don't even know the word, a second fiddle. That's weird. I'm old. But they just take a back seat to other practitioners, and they become very subservient. And then we get into this whole idea of like, oh, well, we're all helping out. We should all play together. I want to be in a multidisciplinary clinic, you know, with chiropractors and PTs and nutritionists and acupuncturists. Bullshit. You don't need all that. And that might, people are like, oh, you're mean, you're harsh. No, I'm not harsh. I'm not mean. But the problem is people are doing way too many treatments. You always say you got too many chefs in the kitchen, and you get these clients that come to you and they're like, yeah, I see a chiropractor. I got an acupuncturist. I see you as a massage therapist, and I see a physical therapist, and I got a personal trainer. It's like, you're just doing too much shit. They think they can throw the kitchen sink at that, and that's not the issue. The other issue that we run into is that we think that treatment's just neutral. They're like, well, if they go to physical therapy or they go to chiropractic, it's really, whatever. It's probably not helping, but it's not going to make it any worse. Actually, it can make it a lot worse, because if you don't get that tissue healthy and they're trying to bust through an adjustment, or they're trying to add some exercises that aren't doing anything, it can cause more problems. Because if that muscle isn't healthy and you're trying to strengthen it, you're trying to stretch it, you're trying to do an adjustment, you can actually cause more problems. And I always say treatment is like a medication. You want to get enough dosage to be effective, but if you do too much treatment, it's overly effective and it can cause problems. And this is what happens. You know, your clients come to you and they're like, well, should I do physical therapy? Should I do chiropractic? And you're like, you don't really have an answer. They're coming to you to be a fucking leader. They are asking you for a reason. They're testing you. They want to see if you're sharp as a tack. They want to see if you're enthusiastic as hell. And they want to see if you're a true expert. And when you can properly answer this and be like, well, are they addressing the soft tissue problem? No, then they're not. Then you can use these analogies like I use about building a house. The soft tissue treatment and the portion of that is like laying the foundation. You sure as shit wouldn't put siding or a roof on before you lay the foundation. This is why this is important. But so many people, you know, they take a back seat, like especially the massage therapist. Stop taking a back seat to these people. They're not as good as you. And I believe in you. And I know soft tissue is great. I know it's what people need. It is the key. It is the missing component to the injury portion. We don't really need chiropractors. We really don't need physical therapists. But you don't have to play nice with everybody. And that's the problem, is we play nice and we go, oh, well, I don't really like to bash anybody. And that's what happened when I had that interaction. They're like, well, you know, if you have this thoracic outlet syndrome, you know, definitely, and they explained it very well, very articulated. And I'm always big on educating your clients properly. And that is a big thing. And they did a great job. But they added in this one thing of like, either go to a soft tissue practitioner or a chiropractor. And I said, just skip the chiropractic part. And they came right in and was like, we don't want to be bashing other practitioners. Everybody's doing good work. No, stop fucking thinking like that. That isn't the truth. They're not doing good work. Soft tissue treatment's like an iPhone, whatever's coming out, freaking iPhone 13, and chiropractic and like physical therapy is like a flip phone, maybe a BlackBerry. That shit ain't working. Quit downgrading what you do. Quit playing nice with other people. Don't be afraid to offend people. You know, these chiropractors and these physical therapists, they troll massage therapists and soft tissue practitioners all the time. And they just say the stupidest shit. Their shit doesn't work. Why do chiropractors have more massage therapists in the office than anywhere else? And you've had these clients where they've come to you, and I've talked to a lot of people that I coach and train. They're like, yeah, when I was working in a chiropractic office, the people were like, I really just come in for the massage. Why do they have you there? Because they know it works. Why does physical therapists bash soft tissue treatment? Because they fucking suck at it. They're not good at it. They're not able to deliver it. So instead of being like, I'm not good, they bash it. This is what people need. This is the missing link. Soft tissue treatment is going to solve the pain pill epidemic, but we got to get people to stand up. We're bigger in numbers. Us manual practitioners who excel at soft tissue, we're way more numerous than these other people, but you can't take a back seat. Get some ego, get some swag. And if you put the work in and you're damn good at what you do, don't be afraid to shout it, and don't be afraid to educate people what's going on. And don't be afraid to tell people they don't need to go to chiropractic. They don't need to go to physical therapy, because it's not doing anything and it's actually making it a lot worse. Whew. Think I remembered to breathe. I went through that really quick. But you know, sometimes you can see how I get fired up, because this just needs to be out there. And if you continue to take a backseat to other practitioners when you clearly have a superior product, you're holding yourself back, you're holding your clients back, and like I said, just because someone has a doctor in front of their name doesn't mean shit. It's real world. It's show me the results and you're the one getting the results. This is what people need. Build that confidence. So I appreciate you guys listening to the show. I'm trying to keep these shorter, under 10 minutes, because I do tend to ramble. Get signed up for that seminar. It's going to fill up and you're going to miss out. You're going to wish you didn't miss out. Get my free training, share this podcast, and lastly, quit taking shit from other practitioners. I believe in you. And if you need someone to give you a rah-rah speech, send me a message and I'll send you a personalized rah-rah speech of why you are the best chance that anybody injured and in pain has, because you have the best skills, palpation, and treatment with advanced soft tissue modalities. Appreciate you guys. I'll see you on the next one. Bye. Thanks so much for listening. If you want help on the path to being able to double your income, all while working 50% less and being taken seriously as a healthcare provider, I have some great resources for you. Number one, get access to our free training modules and introduction to my system, the Peak Method. Number two, subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Soft Tissue Revolution. Links to all of this can be found in the show notes. Lastly, if you like the show, please leave us a 5-star review and share it with others that you know it could help.